World Chess Championship in Iceland in 1972, Bobby Fischer scored a victory for American individualism and sparked a chess craze from coast to coast. But Fischer's bizarre behavior after winning the world title alienated him from the world of chess and from his fellow Americans. Fischer died yesterday at the age of 64 from kidney failure. Among the reporters who knew him best was my father, Dick Schaap, who met Fischer when Fischer was 12 and on the cusp of greatness.
The amazing Bobby Fischer. Barely 15 years old, he became a grandmaster, youngest ever to receive that coveted acknowledgement from the International Chess Federation.
But Bobby was isolated, immersed in a world defined by 32 pieces and 64 squares, cut off from his peers. His brilliance soon made him the most feared chess player in the world. And when he spoke, he often spoke through my father. Such was the case in 1972, when Fischer was preparing to challenge the world champion, Boris Spassky of the Soviet Union.